It is Tuesday morning, and we get caught up with the folks in the MCCSC. And this morning, our special guest on the phone, as I've butchered the pronunciation of her name every time this morning, so this time I'm going to get it right, Maggie Dayton from Highland Park Elementary School. She's the principal over there. Maggie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well this morning.
Well,
how are you?
Well, I'm much better now that I can pronounce your name. I've screwed that up earlier. I've already apologized to Maggie off the air, so she knows there's no harm in any of this. But here we are, 2 weeks from school being out, and vacation starts after Friday the 19th. How's the first semester gone in Highland Park?
It's going great. We've had a great start to the year. Very busy here, but off to a good start. Everybody's working hard and getting ready to celebrate with a break in a couple of weeks.
And the new calendar this year this year was the first year for fall break, right? And the extended Thanksgiving break. So it's kind of been a little bit different.
Yeah, it was the first year for that full week off at fall. So it was a little different, but a kind of clear break in the routine after our first 9 weeks of school to kind of take that break and then get started back.
Do you think it's easier or harder or not? You can't tell yet. You don't have enough information. Where where you have this broken up every couple of weeks, every 5 or 6 weeks or so. I know that first break takes a while to get to, but after that, it's almost like the carrot's closer to reach.
Yeah, it's, it feels like we're just going and then there's another break. So I think it's easier that we have the opportunity, you know, kids are gone from school, just a shorter period. But I think it has a lot of breaking up in the calendar where we don't have that opportunity as much in the spring.
Exactly, because it is different. You come back after springtime or after the Christmas break, mm-hmm. and then it's nothing really until it was Martin Luther King Day,
mm-hmm.
correct? And
correct.
Then there's nothing till spring break.
Yes, as long as we have good weather, that's what we hope
for.
Ah,
no wonder why they don't put any vacations in there. And after last year, my goodness.
I know.
We hope we don't have to mess with that at all. Maggie Dayton, she's our guest this morning. She's the principal at Highland Park Elementary. And for folks that don't know exactly where are you? Where are you located?
We are on Park Square Drive on the west side of Bloomington, very close to Ivy Tech, and actually the new YMCA on the west side. We're very close from Grandview Elementary as well.
That's right. You guys are, just about 500 yards apart or so.
Yes, yes.
And how long have you been there?
This is starting my second year
okay.
this year. So last year was my first year. It was a great year getting to know everybody. This is a great school. The kids are amazing. You know, you kind of walk in. It's my first principalship, and so you walk in not knowing, but the kids and the staff here are amazing, and so it's a great place to come to work every day.
Now, where'd you come from before?
Eastern Green School.
Oh, so you're familiar with the area?
Yes, yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
So that you didn't come here from Wyoming and wonder
what
heck's going on here?
Always lived in Bloomington, just commuted out to Eastern and thought, hey, I'd like to work where I live.
Excellent. In Highland Park there on the west side.
Yeah.
And the fun part about it is you're one of, 23 schools in the MCCSC. What makes you guys stand out from the bunch over there on the west side?
The hardworking kids, the great, diverse environment, and we have a staff that's second to none. They do anything for our kids and work hard, are always problem solving and trying to find ways, to challenge our kids the best we can, not just let them slide along where they are, but how can we challenge our kids that are there at where they need to be and take them to the next level, and then how can we help our kids that are struggling? They're amazing.
And your kids, where do they mostly come from in the county then, in the city?
The
south and
west,
west
side, we're more on the west side. We have two.
Well, it's interesting because, as you mentioned, Grandview School is just right in your neighborhood there, so it's interesting to see how you guys split those up.
Exactly. We and we have RBB is right on the other side of 3rd Street,
right.
So it's interesting.
That's where it all comes together.
We're kind of right in the middle, yeah. Well, the bus picks up on one side, and their RBB, and the other side, they're ours. But we have two large neighborhoods, behind us, Fieldstone and Stone Chase, that provide a lot of our students. And then a housing community in front of our building that's nice. We have a large population of students that actually walk to school because we have so many communities that are so close to our building.
And remind me again how long that Highland Park has been there.
Since 1989.
Okay, I thought it was a while. I didn't think they just popped that one up there. But having that new development out there obviously helps.
Yes. Building houses every day right behind us.
Well, and then building Ivy Tech and building a new Y. Do your students get nervous when they don't see large cranes and trucks moving through the area?
Yeah, no, they're getting used to it. And the new Y has been a great partner. They offered some summer camps to our last summer. So it's been a great opportunity for us to have that.
Now,
so
I haven't
close.
Been out there yet because I'm chasing around two kids of my own. Is that walking distance from the school?
It is actually, they're working on a path right now where, the Y will actually connect to Karst Farm. So, we'll be able to, you know, even our building, we'll be able to walk to Karst Farm or then you can walk to the Y. So it's very exciting, you know, just getting in walking distance, even far out here on the west side.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just to have that all connected will be great. And I know that's been some of the long-term planning as well, having some trails and everything else connecting stuff on the west side, but with Ivy Tech and obviously with the Y going on, that's just a natural fit there.
Yeah.
Exciting times. Well, Maggie, we appreciate your time this morning. We hope you have a wonderful Christmas break. 2 weeks, right? You don't get three like the college, right? Just two.
No, we only get two.
Well, you gotta save one of those just in case we've got some weather
weather
issues coming up. But no, we really appreciate your time and getting to meet you. Best of luck here as in year number two at Highland Park Elementary. And we'll get caught up with you next semester.
All right, great. Thank you.